Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Tennessee's Bell Witch, the haunting that's never died.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. If you want to leave us a voicemail, just call 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can do that there. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, access to the archive, advance episodes, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I forgot to tell you something.
What?
Okay. We recently went to Spain.
Mm-hmm, we did.
And had a marvelous fun
time.
Yes,
so fun.
And we went to Madrid. They have this cathedral there. And the cathedral itself is fairly old, but it's had some kind of contemporary updates on it. And so for me, I don't love it that much just for that reason, because like the stained glass windows are more modern.
Yeah.
So I've always been a little bit like, eh, it's okay. But for the first time, we went around and went down underneath into the crypt. I'd never been there before.
It was interesting. It was a crypt chapel because they had, it,
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I would say the only other crypt I've been in that's really pretty like that is at the Vatican, where all the popes are buried down there.
Yeah, but it was really pretty.
Very rich people had chapels and family chapels and were buried there. And beautiful stained glass. That's the stained glass I wanted to see. And the beautiful architecture, vaulted ceilings. It was absolutely a gorgeous crypt. But there was this one little place in the back, and you walked down this little hall, and you came up to this gate that's padlocked, and you can't go past it. But you look down this hall, and it's dark, and it looks old and kind of dirty, dusty, and it just has, what do I want to say?
Bad vibes.
Well, it had really bad vibes, but people were buried, right? Like along the wall, right? Like in a mausoleum.
Yeah.
And there were tons of them. I don't know how far this went back into there, but it must have been the original old crypt part to it. And I was standing there and I felt something touch my back. Like, literally kind of run its finger on my back, kind of down. Actually, it kind of went up from kind of the midpoint of my back up a little bit toward my neck. And it made me jerk. And I was like, okay, felt that.
Caught my attention.
I'm backing out, right? I did take a picture kind of looking down into that hallway. I didn't get anything on the picture itself, but I definitely felt something.
Yeah, it had a really creepy vibe. Because when I started going back that way, we were kind of in two different places. I was doing the audio tour.
Yeah.
And so you and Kate were kind of in your own area, and I'm doing my own thing. So I went down that separately to that area, and it was making my heart race. And that's kind of my tell. My heart starts racing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... But I didn't have anything creepy happen.
I definitely felt something touch me. And there was nobody around me at all.
No, there was very few people in that.
Kate was looking at something else. So she was down the hall a ways and the other way. But I felt like this must have been the original old crypt back in there. And oh my goodness, I was like, holy cow, that is something else down that way. Yeah. But you couldn't go there. You could just look through these bars.
Well, that kind of created a creepy feel too, because it was very dark. You're looking through this gated metal locked door.
Yeah. Kind of old padlock on it.
Yeah. Know. It was very, very, very creepy.
Yeah. But I felt something, and then I whipped around and nothing was there.
Oh, like, there was something there. You just
there was something
see it.
There. Yeah,
yeah.
There
it was wasn't just so creepy. It was really
it
creepy.
It really was. Yeah,
and it was very odd at that side of the crypt chapel, because there was this beautiful chapel. Or
all of them were gorgeous.
Not the chapels. The middle part. What am I talking?
Right,
about?
Kind of like
with the altar and everything.
Yeah, it's a church basically.
And it was beautiful. It was just beautiful. But on the opposite side of the altar, so at the back of the church area, there was this really big, like, grand, what do I call it?
It's a mausoleum.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a burial place, but I guess it was their chapel
so I'm
for
like,
that man.
Who is this guy? So I go to that on my audio tour, and it was like, he died in the 1970s. And had more space by far than anybody else. And so I'm like, well, he must have been a pope or something. No, he was an architect and criminologist.
he must have paid millions to be buried there.
You know,
that's
it.
All I can figure.
Because I'm like, if you're an architect and a criminologist, you really don't deserve that space. That's what money can buy you.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay, so we're kind of changing it up today because today is Halloween, and so we wanted to do some different things today. So We've got some historical story that I would like to share about a haunting. And then we'll went into the archives. And because we have thousands and thousands of stories that have been submitted. So I just searched Halloween. The funny thing was, do you know how many stories that started? It's Halloween week and I was looking for something paranormal to listen to. And I came across your show. I ran into a zillion of those. Yeah. But I dug through the archives. I found a great Halloween story as well. So we're going to start off today with a historical story about the Bellwitch Cave. Are you very familiar with the Bellwitch Cave in Tennessee?
I'm not.
So I did an episode of the Grave Talks a couple years ago now about it. And it's very interesting. And I think if we ever went back to visit Nashville, we could do a day trip out there.
Okay.
So here's the story behind it. And it's if you've ever driven through the quiet backroads of northern Tennessee near the little town of Adams, you might have passed through the land once owned by the Bell family and not even realized you were standing on one of the most haunted pieces of ground in America. This is where the legend of the Bell Witch began. So it all started in the early 1800s when John Bell, a farmer from North Carolina, moved his family to the Red River area of Tennessee. Life was simple but good. Acres of farmland, livestock, a white farmhouse tucked among the trees, but that peace didn't last long. Around 1817, strange things began happening on the property. John and his daughter Betsy were the first ones to notice. They'd hear knocking on the walls late at night, three hard raps, always in sets of threes. Sometimes scratching sounds came from beneath the floor, like something clawing its way up from the earth. At first, they thought it was animals or wind, but then the noises began moving, following them from room to room. And soon the activity turned violent. Bedsheets were ripped off sleeping family members, pillows were yanked away, and invisible hands slapped and pinched them in the dark. Betsy was just a child, and she seemed to suffer the most. She was often struck across the face, her hair pulled so hard that welts appeared on her scalp. Whatever it was, it wanted the Bell family to suffer. Before long, unseen forces began to speak, a raspy, disembodied voice that called itself Kate. Locals started calling it the Bell Witch. Kate seemed to know everything happening in the community, who was sick, who was cheating, who had a secret. She mocked the family's prayers, laughed at their tears, repeated conversations word for word that had taken place miles away. Sometimes she sang hymns in the middle of the night. Other times she screamed curses so loudly the neighbors could hear. Word spread fast. People traveled for miles around to witness the haunting. Ministers, skeptics, and thrill seekers all visited the Bell property hoping to confront the witch. None could explain it. And this is what's so interesting, because when I did the episode on the Grave Talks, I'm like, yeah, it all sounds like a bunch of BS, right? But Andrew Jackson, this is what she told me in the episode. Even Andrew Jackson, who would later become president of the United States, reportedly stopped by in 1819 after hearing about the witch. According to local accounts, as Jackson's wagon approached the Bell home, the wheels suddenly locked in place. His horses refused to move. A voice echoed from the woods, "You may go on, General, but I'll see you tonight." That night, Jackson's men claimed they were slapped, scratched, and thrown from their beds by invisible hands. By morning, they fled the property. Jackson supposedly said he'd rather fight the entire British army than spend another night with a Bell Witch. The haunting continued for years. The spirit tormented John Bell relentlessly, whispering threats, promising to kill him. His health began to fail, and in December of 1820, he died. The witch claimed responsibility, boasting that she had poisoned him. After John Bell's death, the activity slowly faded. In 1821, the witch reportedly told the family she was leaving, but would return in 7 years, and according to some, she did. Neighbors claimed to hear her voice again in 1828, though not as strong, then silence. But before she left, the witch supposedly made one last promise, that she would come back every century to haunt the descendants of the Bell family. To this day, strange things still happen near the old Bell property. Visitors to the nearby Bellwitch Cave report hearing whispers, seeing shadow figures, feeling unseen hands brush their skins. Locals say the cave is a gateway, a place where her spirit still lingers, waiting for another Halloween night to stir. Over 200 years later, the Bellwitch is still one of the few hauntings historians actually documented, with letters, journals, and eyewitness accounts preserved from the 1800s. And every October, people return to Adams, Tennessee to see if they can hear the witch for themselves. Maybe it's just folklore, maybe it's centuries-old ghost stories passed down around campfires, or maybe Kate's still keeping her promise. Even now, the old Bell property in Adams, Tennessee draws crowds every October. I will add, actually, throughout the year, weather permitting. Locals say if you can stand by the cave on a still night, you can still hear her voice, faint but angry, echoing through the dark. She said she'd come back, and on Halloween night, if you listen close enough, you just might hear her knocking. That's the story of the Bellwitch Cave. I love these historical stories. And the thing is that it kind of reminds me of the whole spiritualism movement in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Fox sisters, and who people would come from miles around because the Fox sisters were communicating through knocking on their walls of their house. And people were really fascinated by the paranormal. You know, you didn't have TV back then. So people would come from miles around. The word gets out. So is it really a haunting? Did the story kind of change over the years? You can go there. It does flood the cave itself, so you can't always go inside it. But it's very interesting. And so when I interviewed the lady, the director of the property, but it's just fascinating that those stories all these years later, and you can go back and look to where it was documented. But it's like, did those things really happen, or was that folklore back then? I don't know.
I remember watching a show about this. And has anything more recently happened when you talk to her?
Oh, it's the same haunting type of stories. It's not anything that severe, but the same thing that people have reportedly been scratched and they hear voices. You know, it's your basic haunting stuff now. It's not as extreme as it was back then. But, you know.
You know, I am a true believer that there's always that little grain of truth to one of these things. Now, could it have just gotten kind of wildly exaggerated?
Sure.
Maybe. I think maybe. But I will bet some of these things happened.
Yeah.
Did Andrew Jackson's, all of his troops have troubles with, I don't know, maybe, or maybe that's a legend in itself. It's hard to know.
But I do think that's documented that he went there. So that's a story that probably could be proven that he went there. Now, the haunting part, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think there's an element of truth to this. And it's in haunting. Now, is it a witch? Is the witch's name Kate? But I would think that there could definitely be something to it. You know, was the daughter seemed to get a lot of the brunt of this? Are we talking about a possession here?
Maybe. And the dad, too.
You know, and then maybe the dad kind of got the residual slappings and stuff when he tried to intervene or whatever. It feels like maybe it's kind of something along that line. And then it just kind of rolled into something bigger and bigger and bigger.
But you can take a tour of it. You can go if you're ever in Tennessee. I would certainly love to do it. So here is our next story. That was from the archives. It said, "Hey guys, I'm Alex from Spokane, Washington. I've always been curious about the paranormal, but I'd never had anything really happen to me, not until this night. It was Halloween of 2009, my freshman year of college. My friends and I were back in our hometown of Lewiston, Idaho, getting together to celebrate Halloween and one of our birthdays at the same time. Back then, that was a big deal. We'd all graduated together the year before, and even though most of us stayed close, either in Lewiston for school or about a half an hour away at the University of Idaho, it still felt like a reunion. The night started out totally normal, costumes, music, drinks, just college kids having a good time. Somewhere in the middle of it, someone mentioned that my friend Sarah kept a guess. One guess, Kathy, what Sarah had.
What? She kept a Ouija board.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
very
I
good
win.
Guess. And not only did Sarah keep a Ouija board, but she kept it in the trunk of her car.
Oh, of course.
Because you never know when you need a Ouija board. I don't even know how it came up. She said she had bought it years before for fun and had only used it once or twice, but it had just been sitting there ever since. That probably should have been the end of it, but it was Halloween and a few tequila shots had convinced us that playing with the supernatural would be a great idea. Common sense went out the window at that point. There are about eight of us, but only three of us actually decided to do it. Me, my cousin, and our friend Jenna. Well, not even Sarah. Interesting. Everyone else wanted no part of it. Sarah said fine, but if we were going to do it, it couldn't be inside the house. She heard it was bad luck to use a Ouija board indoors. So the three of us took it outside to the side yard. It was cold that night. Man, I bet. Idaho on Ooh. Halloween night.
Ooh.
One of those Halloweens where your breath hangs in the air. There was a small porch light, but not much else. We sat cross-legged on the ground, the board resting between us, and started asking questions. At first, nothing happened. We sat there for maybe 15 or 20 minutes, taking turns, asking who was there, if anyone wanted to talk, all of the usual stuff. The planchette didn't move at all. Then slowly, it started to slide across the board. It spelled out LAM, L-A-M. We asked what that meant, and it spelled it again, L-A-M, then B-O-Y. So a boy named Lamb. That gave us all chills because Lewiston actually has a history of early Chinese settlers from the 1800s, back when it was a mining and river trade town. There had even been reports of unrest in the Chinese community back then, a lot of violence and mistreatment. So hearing that name Lamb, it clicked. We thought maybe we were talking to a child spirit from that time. But we also assumed one of us was messing around. You know how it goes. Everyone swears they're not moving it, but someone always is. Still, we kept talking to it. The longer we sat there, the faster the planchette moved. It started spelling out things we couldn't quite understand. Short words, sometimes nonsense, but always in the same steady motion. Time felt weird, the air got colder, and sounds from the house, laughter, music started to fade. It was like we were in our own little bubble. Then Sarah's boyfriend came outside for a smoke, and he looked surprised when he saw us sitting there, and he said, "What are you guys doing? I thought you left." We were confused. Left for where? He said, "Another party. You've been gone for hours." We laughed because that couldn't be right. We told him we'd only been out there maybe half an hour, and he checked his phone and said it's 11 o'clock. We'd been out there since a little after 9. We all just sat there looking at each other. None of us had checked the time, but it didn't feel more than like 30 minutes. It was like the rest of the world had disappeared while we were out there. After that, we packed the board up, went back inside. None of us really said much. We weren't exactly scared, but we were unsettled. When I went home later that night, I didn't think much about it for a while, but the weird stuff started happening almost immediately, not to me, but to my cousin. She'd been living with my family since high school, so I saw it all firsthand. Started small, doors creaking open by themselves, the TV turning on in the middle of the night, the dog barking at nothing. Then one night she said she woke up and saw a shadow in her room. Not a human-shaped shadow, but something small, maybe child size. She said it just stood there for a minute, then it vanished. At first we thought she'd had a bad dream, but then my mom saw it. She was up early one morning around 5 making coffee before work, and she saw what she thought was my little brother walking down the hallway, but when she called his name, he didn't answer. She went to check, and he was still in bed. Things like that kept happening. We started wondering if something had followed my cousin home that night. She never touched a Ouija board again, and neither did I. Eventually, the activity stopped, or maybe we just got used to it, but even now, we'll talk about it sometimes. That Halloween was the first time I ever truly wondered if these things were real. I still don't know what actually happened out there, whether the board worked or if we just fell into some weird trance, But losing 2 hours of time like that, there's no explaining it. And whatever that thing was that attached to my cousin, I think we brought it through when we opened that board. It's been years since I've even thought about it, but hearing other people's Ouija board stories reminded me of how easily curiosity can turn into something you can't control. So take it from me, friends don't let friends Ouija. And I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't think that one had
Alex.
A name. Alex, that's right. See? And who is this Sarah just happening to have a Ouija board in the trunk of her car?
And notice she didn't want to do it.
Yeah. And I wouldn't. But I do think that's weird, you know? But maybe they were out there and they're messing around with it. And they just lost track of time, maybe.
It could be, you know, there is the old saying, time flies when you're having fun or when you're
summoning the dead.
Summoning the dead. It could be that is the rest of that saying. I think it could be. You have to be really careful.
Well, especially when you're asking the questions like they were asking, like, does anyone want to talk? Who is out there? You're just opening it up for anything to come through.
Would anyone like to possess me or attach themselves to me?
Because I'm ready.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that they did that. I think you have to be careful when you're messing with things that you know nothing about.
I do too.
And I'm not saying I do, but I would be definitely very, very careful if a Ouija board got pulled out at a party.
Well, and it's Sarah, like, oh, I happen to have one in my trunk. And then Alex and the other two are like, great, let's get it.
Well, and once again, the, you know, drinking and the paranormal, that's kind of a little toxic mix here because your inhibitions are low. You open yourself up to stuff, right? You trust things you normally wouldn't. You got to be careful, people.
I do think it's interesting if that is the way it went down with a little boy attaching. Who knows? They could have had a demon. But that it really attached to the cousin. I wonder why the cousin and Alex is living in the same house.
Yeah.
You know, where mom sees it. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. But it's
gotta
a bad idea. Another PSA.
I'm not trying to be that person, but do be careful if you've been drinking or, you know, doing a little weed or whatever, and then you start to mess around with a Ouija board.
You sounded like somebody's mom. Doing a little weed.
I'm just saying, people, like, use your common sense because let your guard down.
No one wants a demon. No one, if you're at the party, last thing the party thrower wants is a demon.
Right.
You just don't, you don't need that shit.
You don't. And I'm just saying, just think about what you're doing here.
You're doing weed. Don't summon the dead.
Or, you know, tequila shots or whatever. Just be, and I know it's so easy to think, oh, this will be really fun. Well, maybe.
I'll even go a little bit farther, even if you're not doing the weed or tequila or tequila shots. I think summoning the dead at any time is a bad idea. Not inebriated, summoning the dead is just a bad idea.
Just saying, you gotta be careful.
Watch out what you wish for. What you summon. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd sure love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, commercial free, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee, only at McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.